This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to this week's show. Hey, aren't we excited? 2020 is behind us. Woo! Yes! Oh, we are so excited, and we have such a promising new year coming. 2021, it just started. We are all hoping and praying for a more, much, much better year for all of us. So I wanted to explain that I took last week and this week off, and so I hope you and your family are enjoying your holidays. And I didn't want to have any dead time, so I'm repeating a show that didn't get enough attention. Back in April of 2020, I put out show number 6, and we're going to hear it again right now. Now, this features some great stand-up comedy by Bobcat Goldthwait, some great musical comedy by Jazz Kaner, and an interesting radio interview by Jimmy Alec. Now, again, this is just because of the holidays. I'll have fresh new shows starting next Sunday. But for this week, and to bring 2021 into fruition and get 2020 behind us, here we go with this week's show, a repeat of show number 6. Enjoy.
Hi, and welcome to another show. Boy, we got something special this week. I've got a few things lined up I think you'll enjoy. Later on the show, a really fun set from Bobcat Goldthwait, one of the funniest guys out of New York. And in just a few minutes, some great musical comedy by a good friend of mine from Southern California, Jazz Kaner. But I wanted to start things off with something a little different. A really talented comic. His name's Jimmy Alec. He is a regular at the club back in the 80s. He did his first Tonight Show with Johnny Carson in 1982. Since then, he's done several TV shows, Merv Griffin, spots on sitcoms. Really, really talented guy. He was working the club, and we taped him on the radio. He was on the radio with a local station that was promoting the shows, and I thought it was kind of an interesting look back at promo. So I'm going to play that, and then we'll come back and have some great comedy entertainment as well. All right, so sit back and enjoy. Here's a radio interview with Jimmy Alec.
Sacramento is once again offering a cut rate to KGNR listeners tomorrow night. All you have to do is mention our call letters. And when you get there, the headlining comic this week is Jimmy Alec, and he's on the phone with me right now. Good morning, Jimmy.
Oh, thanks for calling me at 8:30. Or 8:38.
A little early for you this morning.
Oh, you got a great voice.
Why, thank you, Jimmy.
You don't make those obscene phone calls, do you, that some people get here in Sacramento?
No, I've never done that. I was thought of taking it up in my old age.
Oh, I see.
What did you think of the debate?
Debate last night? Mm-hmm. Well, I tuned it in, and then I saw who was debating, and I said, wow, this is going to be boring. I really thought the last minute they'd substitute George Brett and Pete Rose. Or I was hoping.
Jimmy, how do you like Sacramento so far?
It's enjoyable. I'm looking for Jerry Brown's apartment, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go out and look for it, try to find out where it is.
He might sublet it to you.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Where are some of the places you hang out and do your act?
Well, fortunately, there are a lot of clubs like Laughs Unlimited around the country, believe it or not, and it gives a chance for a lot of us unknown comics who are hope to be known someday to get known in various clubs. But fortunately, I have been some of the bigger clubs. I've been to Vegas, at the Riviera, and Harrah's, and Tahoe, and I've worked in Sahara Tahoe, and a lot of theaters in the round around the country, so I've been fortunate enough in my career to work a lot of the bigger rooms. And
Where are you going to be headed next?
Next, I'm going to be going to New Orleans with Lou Rawls next weekend.
Oh, great. Right. Do you like that work as a comedian, or is it full of drawbacks?
Oh, I thoroughly enjoy it. It's terrific, except for little things like hecklers sometimes.
Mm, yeah. How long have you been in the business?
Oh, about since I got out of college, about 73, about 7 years now.
Mm-hmm. Well, were you always known as a funny guy, a class clown, maybe?
Yes, but I was always the guy who would, like, write for the class clown. You know, I would never do the thing. I would say, hey, Billy, if you stick your tongue out at the teacher, you're going to get a laugh. Then Billy would do it and get in trouble, and I would, got free.
All right, now let me ask you this, Jimmy. And then they were calling you Smart Aleck.
That's a new one. I've never heard that.
Can you, keeping in mind that we're on the air here and regulated by the Federal Communications Commission, can you leave us with a joke, one of your favorites maybe?
Well, one of my favorite comedians is Rodney Dangerfield, and I just love Rodney. I'd like to steal one of his jokes, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
He talked about no respect, and once I actually heard him say he gets no respect at all. He took his kid to Coney Island, gave him $5, told him to do what he wanted, and the kid took a cab home.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite Rodney jokes.
I like
my
that.
My jokes aren't funny. I enjoy using other comedians' jokes.
Hope I get a chance to get down there and see you tomorrow night. When do you open it, tonight or tomorrow night?
We opened last night.
Opened last night, and you go through Sunday?
Yeah, all the way through Sunday, and a lot of other good comics are coming up at the club, and several good people are there with me now, so we enjoy working here.
Okay, Jimmy, hope I get to meet you in person.
Oh, I do, too.
Go back to sleep.
I've heard your voice a lot on those phones, as I said earlier.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day, Jimmy.
Adios.
Bye. Jimmy Allen, Laughs Unlimited in Old Sacramento. And Laughs Unlimited, once again, offering a cut rate to KGNR listeners tomorrow night.
Hey, so what did you think of that? That was something a little different. And we did a lot of promos, both television and radio back in the day. Radio was really a lot bigger than it is now. It seems like in the last decade, radio's really dropped off. But back in the 80s and the 90s, it was one of the main ways, coincidentally, along with newspapers, which are pretty much gone as well, to reach the public and promote things. And we thank Jimmy for doing that radio interview, which led to him having another successful week at the club. But right now, I'm going to bring up the energy. Very talented comic. He's in this particular set. He's got his guitar out. He's kind of making fun of the top 40 music hits at the time. I think you'll enjoy him. Ladies and gentlemen, our first act for this show, Jazz Kaner.
Hey, a little something for all the drunks. How many people are in love? Just clap if you're in love. You clapped and no one else. And this whole table over here, well, fun thing is, don't bother to take your hands off their crotch. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to remember you. How many then are not quite sure if you're in love? Maybe you're not sure. Perfect. How many then are just pretending to be in love until you get what you want? He's forcing his hand up. Now that's a... Here's a song that has nothing to do with love. What a night for a wet dream. What a night. Yes, all these hits on one album. That's right. Call now and order yours. Jazz Kaner slams the top 40. Hey, how about little George Benson? They say you stumble into walls on Quaaludes. And of course, Willie Nelson. Maybe I should have loved you a little often than I could have. Maybe I should have kept you a little longer than I would have. But you were always on my nerves. And of course, the Rolling Stones. That's all I remember of that song. Good laugh.
Georgia.
I wear my sunglasses at night. That's why I drive right through the red lights. Oh, man, the clock must be slow. Just for the two people that understood that. Okay. Sweet home Sacramento, Lord, I'm coming home to you. I don't care if there's no cable, as long as I'm working for the Duke. Yes, all these hits on one album, that's right. Hey, how about Police Classic, Moldy Goldie from the Police? And of course the hits continue with the Police singing King of Stain. I found a little wet spot on our bed today, and I'm kind of upset because I've been away. And what would that album be without Billy Joel? She's a big round girl, and she's going down to Disney World. Oh, uh-oh, she's a big round girl, now she's screwing up the Tilt-A-Whirl. And of course, hits from those funky guys from down under, Men at Work. Screeching tires and the crash like thunder. Never catch a ride with Stevie Wonder.
Well, Jazz, man, he is funny. And we hope you enjoyed that. He is a very talented comic and musician out of Southern California. You probably picked it up from there, but he is a surfer. He actually has a surf school down in Long Beach these days, and he's a very talented comic. He plays clubs all over the West Coast, and it was fun to have him appear on our podcast. He'll be back with an interview in a later show. Right now, we're going to take a short break for our sponsor, and we'll be right back with some amazing comedy entertainment from Bobcat Goldthwait. Stay tuned.
This episode's sponsor is DR Design and Remodel, flooring, tile, carpentry, and more. Located in beautiful Elk Grove, California at 10461 Grantline Road, just off Highway 99 near Sacramento. They do amazing bathroom and kitchen remodels, from design to construction completion, totally professional in every way. Their showroom features beautiful fixtures, a wide range of flooring, and design ideas to boggle the mind. Their on-site design staff will guide you through to see your dream home come true. So call DR Design and Remodel at 916-269-0451 to set an appointment or visit their showroom today. We want to thank DR Design and Remodel for being our sponsor.
All right, boys and girls, we got some more stand-up comedy for you. This gentleman's originally from New York. He has been all over the country, coast to coast, working comedy clubs, but you may recognize him from his many TV appearances. He was also one of the co-stars on Police Academy 2, 3, and 4, and he was also ultimately famous for setting fire to the couch on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno one night. That was crazy, and he is a bit crazy, so let's enjoy him. Ladies and gentlemen, our headliner for this podcast, Bobcat Goldthwait.
Pretend I even know anything about politics. Heaven forbid, I'm not as smart as our president, you know, and all that, but I don't wanna be rude, but like, weren't the Iranians the bad guys a little while ago? I guess somewhere in our government they said, let's see, like, who's the most crazy fucks we can give guns to? Manson's in jail. I don't know. I just spit it out. I'm so confused on what's going on. Like, there was all these guns. There was all these money. We had Israelis. We gave Israelis sold arms to the Iranians, right? And I'm not trying to be a racist, but apparently there's like some kind of profit made by the Israelis, and that sounds pretty odd to me.
Well, that guy has enough energy to run a big city. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Bobcat Goldthwait. We hope you enjoyed the set. Earlier tonight, we had Jazz Kaner and Jimmy Alec. Thanks again for joining us on the podcast. If you're having fun, tell your friends about it. Rate us and check out the other episodes. Thanks for listening. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.